Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are so blessed that I'm sitting next to you. And I'm so blessed to be sitting next to you. God is going to do something special in our lives today. Amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. Amen. Amen. And 2018 is our year of what?
Jubilee.
No, that's not how to answer. You guys know. 2018 is our year of
Jubilee.
You dance as you say it because Jubilee, we jubilate. Say to your neighbor, I am going to jubilate. At the end of the year, because the Lord, my God, is going to do wonders in my life. Don't say it like you're really excited. How many people are excited about what God is going to do? Like, say to your neighbor, God has been good so far. But come on, action. He is going to do wonders. Hallelujah. Look at Auntie Charlotte. She got it right. Amen. He's going to do wonders in all of our lives. Amen. 2018 is our year of Jubilee. Amen. And like Auntie Ruth said, you know what? God has done so much already. For some of us, we're still waiting. But look, the fact that you are here and you can still be waiting is a testimony. Some people did not get to see November. Some people passed away yesterday night. Some people woke up this morning and they're gone. Hallelujah. That is not our story. Can you shout out? Hallelujah. That is enough to thank the Lord. We are alive. Only the living can praise the Lord. And only the living has issues. That is the truth. Only the living. People who have no issues are in the grave. Hallelujah. Amen. And our issues gives us or God the opportunity to do wonders in our lives. Amen. So those issues are testimonies yet to come. Say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, those issues that are in front of you will turn to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to read this morning from Matthew chapter 14. We're going to start from verse 22. It's a very familiar story. It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked in the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. And we know the rest of the story. The Lord saved him. Hallelujah. The Lord grabbed his hands. Amen. So, who made the disciples get into the boat in the first place? Come on, answer me. Who made the disciples? Jesus made the disciples go before him, made them get into the boat, right? Yes, everyone, yes? And he said to them, go over to where? The other side. Lift up your hand and say, I am going to get to the other side. I will get to the other side. You know, because Jesus has asked me to go over to the other side. It doesn't matter what happens from beginning to the end. In the middle, he's asked me to go to the other side. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get there. Amen. And then, you know, the Bible says that, you know, they got into the boat. And verse 24, when the boat was now in the middle of the sea, it was tossed by the waves. I just want to paint a picture here. So the disciples were in the boat by themselves, right? And the boat was being tossed by the waves. What do you think was going on in the minds of the disciples? Were they calm? What do you think? Do you think they were beginning to feel afraid? Remember, there was once upon a time when Jesus was in the boat with them. And, you know, same thing kind of happened. And they ran to Jesus and said, you know, why are you sleeping? You know, we're going to drown. This boat is about to sink. So you can imagine, but they're there by themselves alone without Jesus, right? And the wind was tossing them. So they immediately there would have been fear in there, okay? And, you know, the Bible now says that Jesus now started walking on water. You can imagine the wind was tossing the boat, and then all of a sudden, the disciples saw something walking on water. Fear. It is a ghost. And then Jesus assured them. He reassured them. It is not a ghost. It is I. Hallelujah. It is I. You know, the Bible says that they cried out in fear. Yes. And, you know, he said, verse 27, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. They cried out in fear and he told them, you know, be of good cheer. Do not be afraid. Put that fear out of your heart. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand and say, I will not be afraid. In the name of Jesus. One thing we have to remember is that Jesus is always with us in the storm. No matter what the storms are, Jesus will always be with us in the storm. He has said it. He said he will not leave us. He will not forsake us. Even if we walk through the waters, he will be with us. If we go through the fire, it will not burn us. So the disciples should have thought, well, you know what? He sent us ahead. And he said to us to go over to the other side. We will get to the other side. This wind, this storm is not going to shake us. Amen? But, you know, they gave in to a bit of fear. And then the Lord reassured them. But this is where it starts getting interesting. You know, verse 28. And Peter answered him. You can imagine there were 12 of them in the boat. He said, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. If it is you, like, confirm it's you. And he got the confirmation. And what did Jesus say to him? Come. Just one word. Come. Come. And what did Peter do? He stepped out. Okay, great. My question is, how many of them were in the boat? There were 12 of them in the boat. And Jesus said, come. Did Jesus say, come, Peter? No, Jesus said, come. Do you remember the story of Lazarus? When Lazarus died and Jesus went to bring him out of the grave. When Jesus was going to call him out of the grave, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Jesus called him by name, right? So that invitation was solely for Lazarus. Because theologians have said that if Jesus had just said, come, every dead person would have just, you know, that's what would have happened. That's what they say. So he said, Lazarus, come forth. But in this story, all Jesus said was, come. My own take on this is that invitation was open to all. It was open to every one of those disciples. All of them. Remember the story of the 10 lepers. You know, one, they all got healed. And then one came back. And Jesus said, where are the 9? I'm saying today, What happened to the 11? Why did they sit in the boat? And if you remember the beginning of the story, the wind was already tossing. You know, there was a wave. Waves tossing the boat, right? So really, it looked as if the boat was going to sink, right? And Jesus walked on water. So the disciples decided to sit in the boat that seemed like was sinking. Because it was being tossed already. They decided to sit in there because it offered some form of security, safety. It was their comfort zone. I don't care, the wind may be tossing this boat up and down, but I can still hold on to it. This water, nada. I say, if I was one of the disciples, as soon as Jesus said, come, and Peter got up, me too, I will step up. Like, that invitation is for all. Remember Matthew 11, 28. The Lord says, come to me, all who are weary. Come all. Come. Come. I will get up to and follow Peter because that invitation was for all. Amen? Amen? Peter got up by himself. And we know what happened. He got up. He started walking on water. And you know, the key thing is, the Bible says Peter got up, started walking on water, and then he saw the wind, right? And he became afraid, right? And that was when he started to sink. But what job did Peter do? What was Peter? It was a fisherman. So we all know that Peter would know so much about the water, right? Peter would be one person who would know that there is no way any human being can walk on water. Because if you walk on water, you will sink. You can't walk on water. But Peter had the trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he knew that God, Jesus gave me that word. He said, come. So I'm going to step out, take the risk, and walk on the word. I will walk on that word. I will walk on water. So can I ask you a question? Can you see water? Can you see water?
Yes.
Claire? Can you see the wind? Are you sure? Can you see water?
Yes.
Can you see the wind? Okay. The Bible says Peter started walking on water. And then he says that, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, so he saw the wind. He saw the wind. He could see the water. He was not afraid of the water. He did not let what he knew about sinking in water, drowning in water, he didn't let that stop him from stepping out in faith, right? But then he allowed what he could see, the wind that was invisible, to now cause him to begin to sink. You know, the problem is usually with us is what goes on in our minds. The things that would always stop us, the obstacles in our way, is usually in our minds. It's usually the invisible stuff. It's the invisible stuff. We might not be able to see it, but we can imagine it. We can imagine the obstacles. We can imagine what will happen if we stepped out. Peter could see water. He could see it, but then that didn't stop him. So in 2018, lift up your hand and declare that in the name of Jesus, there will be no obstacle that will stop me from receiving all that God has for me. In the name of Jesus. No obstacle. In Jesus' name. So it's our thoughts. It's what goes on in our heads. It's what goes on in our minds. That is it. And another thing, you know, Jesus said to Peter, come. Come. And Peter went. What is the opposite of come? Go. Hallelujah. Go. There are some miracles that await us even as we step out in faith and we go. Amen. Say, I will go.
I will go.
And you know, and as we go, it's so important that what goes on here, you know, the Bible says, take every thought captive. We take the thoughts captive. What goes on here? Even as we go, even as we have the faith and we trust the Lord and we, you know, we get a clear word from the Lord saying, come, and we step up, we come. Sometimes we come. Sometimes we do step up and we go. But it's actually what happens when we start going that matters. Remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says she had had this problem for 12 years. And she must have heard the story of Jesus, about how Jesus heals. And then one day she said to herself, the Bible says she said in her heart, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. And that was what was going on in her head as she went. Imagine that woman, really and truly, she had an issue of blood. She should not have been out in the community. No. It was against the law. And then you can imagine the crowd of people just surrounding Jesus, pressing against Jesus. But all in her head, what was she thinking? She was thinking, I know today is my day. Lift up your hand and say, today is my day. Today is my day. Today is my day of change. Today is my day of transformation. Today is my day of blessings. Today is the day that I meet with the Lord. Today is the day that I encounter the Lord. Today is the day that I receive all that God has for me. Today. That woman just thought, today is my day. I will not let anything stand in my way. I will not let any obstacle stand in my way. So you can imagine, as she was going, she was just coming against every obstacle, pushing past the crowd, pushing through the crowd. She had just one picture in front of her. What picture have you got in front of you? It is our year of Jubilee. Have we allowed the waves and the storms to distort the picture? You know, every year when we start the year, we start really excited. You know, like, yeah, 2018 is the year. And we all have our goals. And we all have, and then January, still kind of, and then February, March, by June. And then something else kind of takes over when we get into the ember months. Amen? So, what have we got in front of us? You know, as that woman was going, she maintained that picture. And she kept on saying in her heart, I know that if only I can touch that which touches Jesus, I just need the hem of his garment. That's all. His garment is on him. But all I need to do is tap the power off. And that kept her focused. And she did. And the Bible says that she got what she wanted. Say right now, in the name of Jesus, I will get what I want from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, no obstacle will stand in my way. In Jesus' name. So we go. We take the risk. That woman with the issue of blood took the risk. It was a risk. Amen. She took it. Peter took the risk. The rest of the disciples stayed back in the boat. It was their comfort zone. And I really believe the Lord is saying to us today that, look, 2018 is our year of Jubilee. For some of us, we need to step out of the boat. We need to get out of our comfort zone. We need to get out and just take the risk. And the Lord is saying, you've been waiting for a word. You've been waiting for a word. I gave you the word already. You've gotten confirmation already. I am waiting on you. Amen? Amen. I am waiting on you. So I want you to just kind of nudge your neighbor and say, the Lord is waiting on you. The Lord is waiting on you. So we take the risk. We need to take the risk in the name of Jesus, because we will get miracles as we take the risk in Jesus' name. You know, Peter did well. He started in faith. He did. He did well. So many people go, yeah, you know, he sank. He failed. He didn't fail. He didn't. Apart from Jesus, Peter is the only person that we know, mortal man, that has ever walked on water. So he did something that no man could ever do, has ever done. So lift up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I am going to do something completely new. In Jesus' name, something extraordinary. In the name of Jesus Christ. He didn't sink. He sank, but he didn't fail. You know, Thomas Edison said, you know, after he tried with the light bulbs 10,000 times, he says, I now know 10,000 ways that this thing doesn't work. 10,000 ways. How many of us give up by the time we knock on the third or the fourth door? You know, and even as believers, we're very good at praying. We're good. Believers, we pray. How many prayer warriors are here? Yeah, everyone, please. Yeah, please. I see you guys at the prayer meeting. Yes, we pray. You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. Sometimes what we need to back our prayer with is the works. In the name of Jesus. Lord, is that you? It's you bid me to come. Yes, come. Kelebo Santo Shatalaba Kesuto. Lord, if it's you bid me to come, go, sir. We've heard the word. He has spoken. So now, Kerebo, and God isn't speaking anymore. And some of us are wondering why God isn't speaking anymore. He's not, because he's saying what I said to you the last time, you haven't done. Hallelujah. So say, I am going to do what God has asked me to do. I will follow the instructions. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8:28 that we are, all things work together for good. So even when we step out, it doesn't matter. All things will work out for our good. And remember, Jesus asked him to step out. Jesus said, come, you come. So Jesus will watch him sink? No. So only two things can happen. When we step out, say only two things can happen. When I step out, I step out in faith, I step out in boldness, I step out in the word. Only two things can happen. I can never fail. Only two things can happen. I can either win or I can learn. Hallelujah. I can either win or I can learn. In the name of Jesus. You know, the only way to avoid failure is to do nothing. Absolutely, then you won't fail. Do nothing. Just be really cautious and take no step at all. Then, hallelujah. But we are not one of those. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hand and say, I am more than a conqueror. Through Christ, in Jesus' name. So I will win and I will learn. I will win and I will learn. In Jesus' name. Amen. Philippians 1:6. We'll just read that now. We'll talk about Peter. We'll just go back to Peter. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is faithful. Just say, my God. He is faithful. He will complete the good work that he has started. Amen. So Peter started well. He did. But then he got distracted. How many of us battle with distraction? I can see some people distracted now, actually talking. Hallelujah, yes. How many? Distraction. We get distracted. But you know how the Bible says, take every thought captive. So when you see that you're straying, what you need to do is run after and bring it right back. Take it captive. Say, I will not be distracted. Peter started very well, started walking on water, and then he saw the waves. He took his eyes off Jesus. He saw the invisible, and he allowed all of those arguments to distract him, and then that's when he started to sink. So we are not going to be like that. We are going to be good starters. Say, I will be a good starter, and I will be a good finisher. In the name of Jesus. Say, I will finish strong. In Jesus' name, everything that the Lord has assigned to me to do, I will finish strong in the name of Jesus. And say, I can do all things. Lift up both hands. Lift up both hands and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, another thing is, as 2018 is drawing to a close, we're in the month of November. So many of us are thinking, gosh, the year of Jubilee. Stuff that I've been believing God for hasn't happened yet. How many people are in that boat? Like, it hasn't happened yet. God has done some stuff, but I'm still, yeah? How many people, everything that you're believing God for in 2018 has happened? Come on, just don't just lift up your hands. Just shout and say, hallelujah! Come on, because God deserves the praise. What happened? A few people put up their hand in the other boat. So how many people here, you're still believing God for some stuff? It hasn't happened yet, this year of Jubilee. Okay, I can see those of you who are not putting up your hands. So you guys need to get up and give Jesus a shout of praise to say, he has done everything. I don't want anything anymore in 2018. Father, thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So yes, there's some people. So don't be shy. Hallelujah. Yes. That is some people's testimony. Amen. God is good. He's faithful. But even, you know, our God takes us from one level of glory to another. So even if it's finished what you're believing God for, there is still so much more. In the name of Jesus, God will add and add. God is a God of multiplication. Amen. But what I really sense is that because the year is drawing to a close, a lot of us, we haven't received that yet. We're still believing God. We're still trusting God, you know. And some of us, we've just gotten into the wrong boat. We've just gotten into the wrong boat. And we're sitting in the wrong boat. We're in the boat of anxiety. Like, oh my gosh, it hasn't happened yet. Oh Lord, my job hasn't changed. Oh, my business hasn't happened. Oh, I haven't bought that house. Oh, my baby hasn't come. Oh, my kids are still whatever. Oh, my. So we're in that boat of anxiety. Some of us, in the boat of fear. Oh my God. Some of us are in the boat of just worry and doubt. Doubt has crept in. Because if we are in the wrong boat, all kinds of rubbish stuff will now associate with us. And what will happen is the boat will sink deeper and deeper and deeper. Because you know what? Even if there is a storm, and the waves, you know, the water seems like it's going to come into your boat and everything. For as long as there is no dent in your boat, for as long as the water doesn't get into your boat, it could be all happening outside your boat. And you can see it. For as long as your boat is compact and intact, your boat cannot sink. In the name of Jesus. And you know what? Who is in that boat with you? Jesus. Who is in the boat with you? Jesus. Who is in the boat with you? Say, Jesus is in my boat. No, say it with confidence. Say. So say, devil, it doesn't matter what you do. My boat is not sinking. Because I got Jesus in my boat. I said, I got Jesus in my boat. That boat can't sink. So I just want to really encourage us all right now. Get out of the wrong boat. Get out of fear. Get out of anxiety, of worry. Get out of that boat. Because that boat will surely sink. Do you know why? Anyone, do you know why? Jesus ain't in that boat. Jesus is not in the boat of anxiety. He's not in the boat of fear or worry or doubt. Jesus is in the boat of faith. Hallelujah. Jesus is in the boat of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to encourage you, please, because stuff really does happen. Stuff happens. But, you know, our God is good, and he's faithful, and he's kind, and he's loving, and he's compassionate, and he keeps his promises. Numbers 23:19 reminds us that God is not a man that he should lie, not a son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? And will he not do it? Has he spoken? And will he not make it good? Say, God will make it good in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. God will make it. Lift up your hand and say, God will make it good in my life. In the name of Jesus. Because he is not a man. He is not a man. Say to your neighbor, God is not a man. He will not change his mind. He will not fail. He will not fail me. My God is faithful. Even when we're faithless, the Bible says, he remains faithful. Hallelujah. He remains faithful. Hallelujah. He remains faithful. And I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. This is about the God that we serve. He says, have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? Go on, 22, please. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. That is the God that we serve. I want you to nudge your neighbor and say, that is my God. That is my God. My God is a big, 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 big God. He is the God who makes the impossible possible. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. So lift up your hand and stand to your feet and say, my God will make a way for me. I want you to look at whatever situation, whatever circumstance that it is right now. Whatever it is, it could be circumstances, whatever they are. I want you to put them right in front of you because we're going to give them to our God. This God that we're talking about, this mighty God that we're talking about, we're going to lift up those situations, those circumstances to the Lord. Our God who's able to turn around things. He can do it within the twinkling of an eye. He can do it. He can do what no man can do. What is impossible with God, with man, is always possible with God. And nobody can do what God can do. He is God all by himself. And he's inviting you this morning to cast every care. Cast every burden unto him. Yes. He said yes. I know the dates. I know we're in November. I know we're in November. I can do it within the twinkling of an eye. You just need to take your eyes off the waves. Take your eyes off the waves. And fix your eyes on me. The author, the perfecter of your faith. So right now, fix your eyes on Jesus. And just go to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I fix my eyes on you. I come to you. That invitation that Jesus gave, that Peter took today, let it not be one person or two people that will take it. Jesus right now is here and he's saying, come. He's giving out invitation to each one of us. He's saying to us, come to me with everything that you have on your plates. Come, all you who are weary, come, I will give you rest. Come, all of you that are heavy laden, that are burdened, come. So come to Jesus right now. Our God is not dead. He is alive. He is real. He is the miracle working God. And he's just waiting for each one of us to step out of the boat and just trust him completely. So Father, We give it all to you. Lord, you are the God who knows each one of us by name. Lord, you know us intimately so well. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, you will do what only you can do. Father, we thank you for every promise that your children are standing on. We thank you, O God, for every word. Lord, we know that you cannot go back on your word. Father Jehovah God, your word will not go back to you void. Father, that you will accomplish what you have planned and purposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory and we give you adoration. Lord, we thank you for who you are. Thank you because you are a faithful, loving, dependable, reliable God. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And there may be someone here today who you haven't even gotten in the boat with Jesus at all. Some of us are in the boat, but maybe we're still kind of like, but we're in the boat with Jesus. Some of us are still standing on the shore. We haven't gotten into the boat. We haven't made Jesus our Lord and our Savior. And even as it's a year of Jubilee, even as this year, it's a year of jubilation, I want to invite you today. The best thing that you can do ever in your life, whole lifetime, is to invite Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior, to have a relationship with Jesus. This Jesus who laid his life down for all of us. This Jesus who loves us unconditionally. This Jesus. And he's knocking at the door of your heart. Will you open the door and let him in? Will you accept that invitation? The invitation, come, is to you as well. So if you're here and you haven't made Jesus your Lord and Savior and you want to today, can you please indicate by lifting up your hand? Because Jesus knows you and he knows you very well. Hallelujah. So we can end 2018. Hallelujah. We can end 2018 on a great note. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. He sees you. He knows you by name. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're here, you've already accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. But you feel a distance. You've moved away from the Lord. You can tell there's a gap there. And you want to come back. You want that intimate relationship yet again. He's saying the same thing to you. He's offering the same invitation. He's saying, come. His arms are wide open. Wide open, waiting on you. He's saying, come. So if you're here and you've accepted Jesus before, but you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, please lift up your hands. Just raise or indicate by raising up your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're all going to pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for me. Today, Jesus, I invite you into my life, into my heart. Come, be my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Master. Lord Jesus, forgive me for all the things that I have done wrong. I repent of my sins. And today, I choose to invite you. I choose to get into the boat with you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for my sins. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And now we're just all going to pray. Please link hands. You know, the Bible says that where there is unity, the Lord commands the blessings. You know, Claire, it's a commandment. God just, he commands the blessings. These angels just go and distribute. So, Father, even as we link hands all across this room, as a sign of unity and oneness, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you will command your blessings upon us all. In Jesus' name. Lord, 2018 is our year of Jubilee. Father, I pray for a testimony on the lips of every single person here. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough on our behalf, we pray. Breakthrough on our behalf, we pray. Breakthrough on our behalf, we pray. There is nothing that is impossible with you. Lord, we lift up those things that seem impossible to us. We are mere men. They are not impossible with you. So Lord, do what only you can do. Jehovah God of hosts, miracle working God that you are, do it, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen.